Yo, what up? I'm Axe.
It's your boy Denny J.
It's your boy Bai Soros.
This is the Culture Live from Miami Mix King Studio in Miami. Yo, Denny, do you think Bad Bunny knows that he's ruining DJ sets around the world?
Yes. He knows.
What do you think he's like doing about it?
Not giving a fuck.
I agree. Bro, it's so terrible when like all like I think it's the worst part that people don't even know that they're asking for Bad Bunny while Bad Bunny's on right now. That has happened to me so many times.
Bro, especially when it's not a Latin crowd. Right. When it's just like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, play Bad Bunny. And they don't, well, you're playing Bad Bunny at the same time that they're asking you. Like, yo, I'm playing Bad Bunny. But it's, they want Titi Me Preguntó. That's what what they want. Exactly. Or Me Porto Bonito. Right. That I.
For real. I think he's like the Michael Jackson of today, I feel like.
No.
You don't believe it? I believe it.
No, I don't believe it.
You think he's bigger than Drake?
Yes, but in a way. Yes, in a way, because, you know, he's Spanish. He's international. You know what I'm saying? Right. I a little bit bigger than Drake. A teeny bit, not too much, though.
No, I think he's way bigger than Drake. Maybe, like, over time. Like, Bad Bunny came out in, like, 2015.
Sorry,
Drake came out maybe in 2008.
So, yeah, like, 2008.
Maybe earlier.
2008, 2009.
But, so, 08 to now, 15 to... I'm not a math whiz or anything. Mm-hmm. But... like over time, I feel like that same longevity, his is gonna be bigger. I think Bad Bunny's gonna be bigger over that same amount of time.
He's just more international, bro. Like,
remember, Gasolina was the number one hit for the longest.
It's still a hit, bro. Yeah. You still play that shit, and that shit still goes crazy to this day. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, bro. I guess.
Have you, So tell me about those concerts you've been to, those two concerts.
Juan Liguez, I don't even remember, bro.
Yeah.
I don't remember Juan Liguez. I went to a Playboi Carti one. That shit was lit.
Word.
Mosh pits on mosh pits on mosh pits, bro.
So do you think you could say like you have a favorite performer?
Yeah.
Who?
Carti.
Carti?
Best performer. Yeah. I don't care.
El Alfa.
El Alfa? Nah, bro, you gotta go to a Carti concert.
El Alfa's lit though.
He's lit. But Carti's better. It's not only him, it's just the crowd too, the energy that he gives off and that the people give him. It's like, you know?
Right.
It's lit, bro. It was crazy. What's up with that? What was the concert that you went to? What? The first concert?
Mana.
How was that?
That was an experience, bro. We got picked up in a limo.
My mom's in a limo?
Yeah, we went in a limo for my mom's birthday. I must have been like 12 or 13. But it was lit. I had the time of my life, man. That was actually a really good performance. Like, you'll be surprised.
Damn. I don't even know my last songs like that. I don't even like one or two.
Yeah, me too. I didn't know too many, but it was definitely a good experience.
I know because of my mom.
Exactly.
Yeah. So vibes. What's up with the pictures, bro? What's up with your
the new business getting off the ground?
Well, like, to be honest, like being like a photographer wasn't my first option.
Okay. What was your first option?
I want to be a cop.
A cop?
Yeah.
The feds?
We got to go, guys. Wrap it up, guys.
The feds?
We got to go.
The feds. That's
like,
crazy.
I wanted to become a cop, but then, you know, my auntie, my family came up to me and they were like, oh, what are you good at? I'm like, doing pictures. So she's like, oh, do you want to work for somebody or do you want to work
for yourself?
For yourself. So I was like, you know what? Let me, you know, step on my game, start doing this. And little by little, in like a very short time, look where I'm at now.
Right.
Exactly.
You paid to show up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Time so what made you want to think you wanted to be a cop?
Because my stepdad was a cop. So
really? It's a dangerous life. In Puerto Rico or here?
In Puerto Rico.
Oh, no. Yeah, my dad was a cop in PR.
Yeah. It's dangerous over there.
Nah.
I wanted to be a cop when I was a kid, too. I feel like every kid wanted to be a cop. Everybody wanted to be
and
a cop.
And the astronaut and the fireman.
Yeah, but we ended up to be ni mierda.
DJ.
We ended up to be DJs.
Staying relevant.
Type shit. Yeah.
Phone on Do Not Disturb.
Yo, what's up? What's up with you sending pictures though? Like, look at vibes.
bro, why does it take us 2 weeks, 3 weeks to get pictures? Yo, explain this to me.
No, and that's not only him. It's not only him.
It's every photographer.
I get it, you know, editing and stuff like that. But us as DJs, let's say we're paying you, right? We need the content, bro, tomorrow, latest. Latest tomorrow or 2 days later. The latest, bro. Because we need us as DJs, we need to keep up with content. And it's also content for y'all as well. You know, like, people see, okay, like, they're busy. They're doing it. You know what I'm saying? You got content out every fucking day, bro. You know, so.
And when you see the pretty girls and you take their picture, I need you to bring them to the booth, bro. So I could say hi and I can introduce myself and I could be a good host and I could get them a nice drink and I could, you know, introduce them to their next boyfriend. It could be me, you know? But I could meet her father with a very successful business that just wants to retire me. Who knows?
Exactly.
The grandma could love me, want to put me in the trust fund.
There's many
options.
The trust, true.
You know? So all the pretty girls that you take pictures of, I need them.
Exactly.
Hell yeah, bro. Sure.
Let's do it.
The girl, bro. The girls in the.
So, Denny. Speaking of girls, what do you think about women in the club pulling you?
Easy. Yeah, right, they cool. They get annoying.
I feel that.
They get mad annoying, like, especially when they're mad drunk, bro. Yeah. Like, you know, I got respect for all, you know, I got respect for all women, but stay away from the DJ booth. Like, don't touch us when we're DJing. When we're in our zone, like, don't come up, oh my God, Poppy. Like, yo, stay in your place. When we're done, we'll go say hi.
Danny J puts his foot down live on the Miami Mix Kings app.
You got to, bro, because, yo, like,
I agree.
Oh my God,
bro.
I know. And then they press a button and ahora te jolita tú.
Yeah, nah. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like, obviously, I'm not rude or anything. And I feel like when a girl's lit, cool. Like, that's why you're at the club, is to get drunk and have fun with your girls. Like, cool, but control it. Hold your liquor, shorty, please. Like, it's cool if you want to dance. It's cool if you want to meet people. I get it. That's why we're here. But there's a lot of expensive stuff up there. And guess who gets stuck with the bill if you mess it up?
Exactly.
Me.
Exactly.
So please, let's be careful, guys.
Actually, I got a question for you, bro. So you've been DJing for how long now?
Since I was 18. I'm 25. Okay. I'm going to do math on my fingers. 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 7 years.
7 years? Okay, so your first, what was your first, like, gig ever? Club, whatever you did. What was
paid gig?
Or not, just first.
Anything.
First anything.
The first time I touched a turntable was with my boy G Rhymes at a private party, actually Anthony Patron's house. I told this story before. Yeah, and G was finishing up, and I was like, yo, let me try that. And I tried it, and
you just stuck with it.
Yeah. And I bought my first equipment that summer, a DJ Pioneer SR.
And that, sorry.
Yeah, a little baby gap.
Yeah, I had that, and then I sold it. I sold it recently, like, I'll say 2-3 months ago. SR, bro. Hell yeah. You never gotten, like, nervous?
What do you mean?
Like, the first time you started DJing at a club, you never.
Of course. I did more, like, after a couple private events, I started getting into the club way more than, like, private stuff. Like, I actually don't like doing private stuff at all. I would rather give that to somebody.
Yeah, me
neither. I don't like to have. I get more nervous doing private stuff than club stuff. I get nervous. Yeah. I don't even get nervous. Not that I don't get nervous, but it's easier for me to walk into a new club and play than it is for me to get to a private event that I might be getting paid big bucks for.
And then you mess up. You feel like,
right, even if I do mediocre, like, I still won't like it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't still to this day, like, get a little nervous, like,
in, like, some, not like in OD, some settings, but. Yeah, I mean, but I don't look at it as nervous anymore because I prepare myself a lot. You know, exactly. I feel like once you learn how to prepare yourself correctly, and, like, you know, I've been doing this for so long, not so long, but long enough to know Like, okay.
More or less.
I'm messing up. This is how I know how to get out of it. And okay. you just correct your mistakes right then and there. If you're exactly. if you're moving too fast, just back it up. You know, slow it down a little bit and sure. just get into a groove.
Exactly.
And, okay. you know, I tell you that all the time. Yeah. You know, it's cool that we could scratch in and out of songs, but at the same time, these people, like, most people aren't smart enough in the club or, like, they don't comprehend enough to, like, for you to, like, be mixing that fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know yeah. that because that's how you practice, exactly. you know? So, like, you got to give them what they want. They, in the car, they listen to a 7-minute song sometimes.
Yeah, bro.
That's true.
I can't. For me, you got to switch it up. You know what I'm saying? At least for me.
What do you think about those mashups? Today, I heard one on Instagram that went from, I forgot. It went from that thick song, thick.
Oh, yeah, the one that you sent me last night. And it's like, un, dos, tres, cuatro,
bro, he looped the, oh my gosh. And I was like, no.
Yo.
There's a bunch of those that I hear, like, on Instagram that if I heard in the club, I would be, like, real, like.
But people, here's the thing, bro, is that some people like that type of shit.
Yeah,
bro.
But what do you think about it, though? Like,
it's cool with some songs. Like, I feel like those type of mashups, they're like you're fucking around. Like, it's not like a hard mashup. Like, yo, like, this sounds crazy. You know that? I don't know. I feel like people just do things now for the gram.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just for the gram.
Do you think the gram is taken away or maybe giving?
It's taken away a lot because now DJs are getting DJs are getting booked based on how many people they bring. A lot. That's happening a lot nowadays, bro.
That's not a bad thing, though.
It's not a bad thing.
But you would rather see skill.
Because if I go to a club and I hear a DJ and he's rocking out, he's nasty as hell, that's going to make me keep wanting to go to the club.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Now, it's better than a DJ that is not, you know, on that type of level. That just brings hella people, but you're bringing people to like, I don't know.
So
I feel like
you don't like the like hosts type.
No, it's not that I don't like it. I just don't. I don't think that DJs should be getting booked just based on how many people they're gonna bring.
I agree to a point. You know, I do agree that a portion of our job is to bring people as well.
Yeah, of course.
But a portion of like I.
But that's the first question that they ask. Right. Literally. The first question that they ask. How many people
send
can
me
bring?
A mix? Yeah.
Now, send me the mix. Let me hear you. Then after, okay, how many people you think you could bring? You're fire. You know what I'm saying? That's the proper way to do stuff, bro. But I don't know, bro.
So I think that X can vouch for me here. But like throughout the years, right, since conceptions of like DJs, right? So before a DJ, there was bands, right?
Yeah.
They used to promote bands and rock bands or whatever, and then disco bands. And then when the DJ was introduced, now you involved one person, right? So it went from a full band to one person, right? But now that one person needs an MC and he needs a promoter, right? So that's three people, right? Oh, then 10 years pass again, they get rid of the MC. The DJ becomes a DJ MC and it's a promoter. 10 years from then, you either X out the promoter or you X out the DJ. Because 9 times out of 10 now, they're one or the other.
Exactly.
So it's like, over time, things have just been, how do you say?
You like working hand in hand.
No, things have just been like consolidated into one person.
Right.
Like, it's just become one person. Why have three people when one person knows? It's been so long that the game has been standing that you know your ins and outs. Like, people know where they're going to make money.
Exactly.
Nobody, it's not a secret that you make money through a bar deal or you make money at the door. It's no secret, you know?
Exactly.
But
I guess, yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I just hate when promoters, that's like the first question. How many people you can bring? Like, yo, you didn't even ask me about.
And then they want to pay you $150.
Like, bruh, if I'm bringing in fucking 1,000 people, let's say, bro. Like, I'm not gonna 150, bro.
Right. If I'm bringing 1,000 people, I don't need a promoter. Right.
I just want to do it myself.
Why are you asking me to do your job?
Exactly. And then getting, nah, bro. Nah. I can't do that. What was I gonna ask you, bro? What is your favorite genre to mix?
To play? What I'm best at, honestly, is like classic reggaeton, like older reggaeton stuff.
But is that your favorite though? Like, that's your favorite genre to make?
I feel like it depends on the crowd, you know? Like, I just love to rock out the crowd, you know? Like, I don't really have a favorite genre, you know? Like, one day, like, that's like more, like, I don't know. When I'm home, I play a lot of like 90s hip hop I practice with, you know? Or like R&B. But that's just because, like, I get home after a long day and that's what I want to listen to. I don't want to listen to no hard shit while I practice. You know, the hard shit that I know, I cue it up, I practice it for 15, 20 minutes, and that's it. Sure. What about you?
Me? I like mixing dembow. I love dembow. I don't know, I'm a hype nigga, bro. Like, you know.
Say it, bro, say it. It's because you're Dominican.
Yeah, I mean, bro, me, I like mixing, them old merengues. I like that. I like that a lot, bro. Bachata too, bro. Definitely.
Vibes, as a club goer as well as our photographer, you're always listening to us and you're hearing what we got new or old or what we keep the same. What do you think that we're really good at?
I would say
we could get in bitches.
Lie.
I'm just kidding.
We gonna get in trouble.
No, like the first time that I've seen Denny play.
Yeah, that was at Emerge, bro. That was it. Yeah, that was the Miami Gardens. That was here.
Yeah, that was at Emerge. So I was like, I bet not bad. But then when I saw him in Munchies, I was like, like, this is like a totally like a whole different crowd,
right?
So I'm like, I see that. Oh, like all the music depends on what crowd it is.
On where you're at.
If it's Hispanic, if it's Haitians, Jamaicans, Caribbeans,
same thing.
Like, it all, you know, like it all depends of like the majority of the crowd in the club. Right. So I couldn't, you know.
You can't please everybody.
Yeah.
You gotta please the majority of the crowd.
Right.
You can't go ahead and play, for example, like
100% of the people
in Canela, when we spin at Canela. You know, when you go over there, the majority of the crowd is Latino. So you're playing reggaeton, bachata, dembow, a little bit of merengue, whatever. That's all you're playing.
Right.
I mean, now you could play 2-3 hip hops.
Nah, last week I went kind of crazy.
Yeah, you went crazy on the hip hop. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, yo,
crazy. Hip hop, cubatón.
Yeah, cubatón and shit. You know, but you know. Hip hop, like 4 or 5, chilling, boom.
I think I don't think that. I think people forget how many people listen to hip hop as well. Like my brothers in Puerto Rico, they listen to mad hip hop. Like one of my cousins moved from Puerto Rico to Tampa, and all he listens to is hip hop.
It's hip hop,
yeah. And he barely speak English. Everybody barely speak English. So it's like they just want they love it. They eat it up, you know. So I don't. I think. A lot of Latin, like if it's like a typical Latin crowd, then of course you have to stick
like
to
older,
like older Latin. But don't fall into that just because they're listening to Latin stuff. They don't listen to hip hop.
Nah, I'm not saying you know don't play you know hip hop or nothing. I'm just saying like you know it's gonna be more Latin than hip hop, most definitely. Mm-hmm. You feel me? That's how I see it.
So, how often do you think you should be getting lit in the club? Is that,
bro? Is yo? There's a lot of people. Listen, bro. Whoever goes to the club every Friday, every Saturday, bro, and you stay there till the club closes, yeah. Bro, you are different. Right. You are built different, bro. Yeah. Because me, I could do it to a certain extent, bro. But you're telling me you're at the club Monday to Monday. Till the club closes, yo me mato, bro. I'll kill myself, bro. I'll lose my mind, it's as a matter of fact. Man. Damn, bro. Like, you trying to get that fucked up, bro? Like, wow.
People have, like, problems, you know?
But that's how you solving them, bro.
Yeah, you know, some people don't know.
Yo, you're just some therapy, bro, because...
Drink some water. Take a day off.
Tight. Yeah, bro, think about, you know, what you got going on, what you need to do, bro, because, yo, you're getting bottle services too, bro. Right. Yo.
You spending all your money.
The bill's going to come in, bro.
It's going to be hard.
You won't have to call him Pretamita, bro. Nigga. Shit, yeah, nah, bro. I mean, what do you think about that, bro? What y'all think about that?
When I was first coming up, bro, like I used to get lit all the time, like, and just grow up. I grew out of it, you know. Yeah. Some people stay in that kind of thing, yeah. You know. Like I'm the type that I don't buy from the bar. You feel me? Like I just would rather buy the bottle, drink what I want. You know, like the bottle stays exactly, here, right? Exactly. I don't have to leave. I don't have to keep going to the bar back and forth, open the tab, close the tab.
Exactly.
So I just get a bottle and, you know, like, whatever. And I feel like that started a lot of problems in the beginning, you know? Yeah. So, like, now when I get a bottle, it's more for everybody. You know, I have a couple drinks, but the bottle's not for me and my friends. You feel me? The bottle's exactly. for you and your friends, you know, whoever I bring.
Exactly.
So,
I bet.
I feel that.
These days, you know, I only take shots and stuff if it's like somebody I know or like I'm celebrating something. But these days, I'd rather go to dinner and, you know, have my drinks there. Like, I would rather.
What's the favorite restaurant?
Maybe I'm getting old. I don't know. Am I getting old? Somebody in the comments can answer that later.
What's your favorite restaurant, though? I like Denny's, bro.
To like eat?
Yeah, bro. After the club, bro.
After the club?
Some Denny's, bro. To me, dog.
There's a taco spot by our crib called Tacos al Carbon.
You took me there one time. You took me there. It was good.
Or Don Cafe. Shout out the Tabercio family. Don Cafe. Cafe is pretty good.
I like that.
Last Friday, I ordered 25 empanadas from Don Cafe. I took them to my aunt's house.
Damn. Nah,
at
bro.
5 in the morning.
Me and Vars, we be going to Denny's, bro. Them little sandwiches be, man, it's cheap and good, bro. $11, two sandwiches, hash browns.
Lately, I haven't even been trying to eat after the like club closing that late. It's bad for you.
This kid's 6 in the morning. Moons over my hammy.
Yeah, moons over my hammy, bro. Chimi, or Chimi, yeah, bro.
Nah, I've been to a couple Chimi trucks.
There's only a good couple.
There's one in Palm Beach that everybody swears by. I haven't been to it yet.
I like the one
maybe we'll go after this.
Yeah. In Piquete and the one next to Studio 60. Yeah, bro. Some little orejitas, bro. The chimis, dog. Some mayo ketchup. I love orejitas, man.
What do you have in store for 2023 plans? What do you think we should be working on?
What do I have in store? I don't really like sharing my ideas like that, but I will say that I have a lot, you know, a lot of new things that I really want to do, and that I'm going to try my best to make them work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely hit the gym. I'm too skinny, bro.
I can comer.
I eat, bro. I just have a fast metabolism. Or the food goes to my nose, the fat goes to my nose. Yeah. Nigga, I have a fast metabolism, bro. I don't know what it is.
That nose is large and in charge.
I don't know, bro. But I'm trying to build my own little studio at the crib again. I mean, I'm trying to rebuild my shit. And I'll probably start modeling, maybe. Okay. Maybe I'll probably do that. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. The rest is up to y'all to find out.
Okay, word.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of these clubs these days they have the equipment situation messed up.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
There's only a couple clubs that I can say keep up with equipment and that I agree. You know? Shout out Canela. Canela keeps up with
Canela,
their stuff.
Canela definitely is on point. I only have one problem. In Canela.
What do you think is the worst DJ setup you've ever DJed on?
SRT. SRT 1000, bro. Yeah, I hate that shit.
I think that is a good controller.
Nah, bro. That is a caca controller, bro.
I like it better than the Rev 7.
I mean, but...
If they made the Rev 7 mixer, the S9, basically, with the CDJ...
Yeah, and a little bit bigger, too. Right. Like SZ type of
thing. Little bit smaller than the SZ. Mm-hmm. Perfecto. So, yeah. Serato, call me. I got big plans for us. Pioneer, call me. Call Miami Mix Kings. We got a lot of things going on. Uh-huh.
But no, the SRT 1000, bro, is the... For me, there's a lot of people who... Well, like, you like it. You like it. But I can't do it, bro. I can't do it. My boy Brian, recently, he bought it. Mm-hmm. I told him to buy it, you know, because he wants to get into it. I'm like, bro, if you want to get into this, bro, you're going to have to buy the big dogs in order for you... to at least be familiarized with the things at the club. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I agree.
But...
That's what I told you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You told me... I remember the first time me and Axe met, it was in Pompano, bro. It was Terrace. It was Terrace.
Was it?
Yeah, it was in Terrace.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was in Terrace.
You can tell that story.
And I was rocking out with the SX, and you came in, whatever. We were using my shit. And whatever you were,
oh, I do remember that. Dude.
Yeah, you were mixing, you were doing your thing, you were rocking out, and then you told me, like, yo, you gotta upgrade your gear. I'm like, man, I know, bro. It was hard for me to let go of that, bro, because
you sold it.
Nah, it's still there, but I don't mix so much. I don't mix on it at all. Ever since I got these turntables, like, I'm not on there at all. And oh shit, and it kind of hurt, bro, because damn, bro, I've had that since like 2011, mm-hmm. Probably before, and you know, I basically grew up on that, bro. That to me, that was the end, bro. Like, you know, when that controller came out, bro, who wasn't buying that, bro? Everybody bought that, bro.
I didn't like the SX. I went from the SR to the SZ,
to the SZ,
to turntables.
Okay. Okay, yeah, but bro, like when that shit came out, bro, I think then the SZ came after. I think it came after. Yeah.
But I had the SR, so I didn't want the SX because I bought the cheapest one I could buy, but the best one because I didn't know if I was gonna be good or if exactly. I wanted to do it yet. Actually, my mom had bought me my first controller in high school, but it was a Traktor controller.
My first.
One of my uncles was like, buy him DJ stuff.
My first ever controller, my dad bought it for me. When he bought the SX, it was like a week or two before Christmas, and he came into the crib with two boxes. Boom, he opened them. What was the SX? He gave me the other box. It was a Newmark. It was like, I forgot which
the
one it was.
Moving
it was
platters?
Like, nah, it wasn't the one with, nah, that was a different one. It was small. It was small. And he was like, man, like, I was gonna wait till Christmas, but psst, what the fuck? Like, look at this shit now. That was my first ever mixer, Newmark, bro. I love that shit, bro. I'll be in virtual DJ, man.
Not virtual DJ.
I started mixing in virtual DJ, bro. Virtual, and then my dad introduced me to, like a couple months after, my dad introduced me to Serato Itch.
Itch?
Itch.
Itch. I don't remember that, yeah.
You don't remember that?
No.
You never used Itch?
No.
Nah, bro.
I think the oldest, not equipment that I've had, but the oldest like operating system I remember is Scratch Live.
Mm-hmm. I never used Scratch though. Never used Scratch.
The green screen. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
I never used it. There was a lot of DJs who were using it, but I never used it. Itch. Or out of Itch.
So, in the reggaeton world, the Puerto Ricans have taken over, obviously, or controlled a lot of the radio, the waves, you know, what's going on in that scene. But recently, do you think the Colombians are taking more of the spotlight?
I like Colombia.
I like the Colombian stuff, too.
I don't. It just sounds different because, you know, nothing against PR or whatever, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, Colombians, they bought a new swag
right,
into it. Like, I don't know. It's
mad, like Pretty Boy.
Like, yeah, you feel me? Like, girls, I don't know. It just sounds crazy.
Yeah,
I like Colombian reggaeton.
I feel like Puerto Rican to get down there so disrespectful sometimes.
Yeah,
like,
bro, they be, they be dissing everybody, yeah, bro. Like, damn.
Like the girls be just dirty. And I'd be
nah.
Not my girls. Like, come on.
Ah, yeah, for real. Yeah, Colombia and reggaeton definitely right now is...
No, but... And Colombian girls in general, like, you know.
Ooh, Colombians, man. I don't know nothing about nothing.
deny. Mm-hmm. No, sir.
No, sir, nada.
Yeah, I mean, even back when Jay Alvarez was still coming up, like, I like Jay Alvarez. Jay Alvarez, who else? Who? Yori Boy. Wow. 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 Ñengo's Puerto Rican, though.
Yeah.
Back then?
Colombians. Raycon. He was Colombian?
I didn't know no Colombian reggaetoneros back then. Right?
Who else? All I can think, Jay Quiles. I don't know who that is. Can you put some on?
Yo, wait, hold on. What happened to Chino y Nacho, bro? No, but what happened to them? Like, what? They
got old, bro.
Damn.
Hector and Father, the best.
Mm. I remember Chino and Nacho were like Bad Bunny back then.
No.
Bro, when I used to turn on the radio, bro, that's all I used to hear. Chino and Nacho. I don't know if it was me, bro, but.
Wait.
Get money. Jersey Club, bro. Get money.
Hey.
Cardi, the greatest.
My question is X, what made you become a DJ?
So my homie was doing it and I was like, I want to do this.
I could do it too.
Yeah, seriously. And I ended up doing it, bro. Like, you know, I thought it was really fun. I was already listening to a lot of the music and I was already rolling with them anyways. Like, I was always out every weekend and I was always in the club until 4 or 5 in the morning. We used to have a Thursday night, and obviously I was in high school. We used to have to be in school on Friday morning, right? So Thursday night, we would go to the club. My boy would DJ like a 2 to 3 a.m. set. Yeah. Like, no funny, on a Thursday.
Crazy. Oh, my God.
Right. So he would DJ that. We would go. We would literally take naps. We would go with him, and we would get out the club. We would go hang out for a little bit. We would go eat breakfast, go to school.
Oh, my God. Damn.
Sounds like some shit I would do.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Bro. I remember I had won a contest for a hypnotic bottle. 17 years old. I was 16 maybe. I don't remember. And me and my bulls were drinking hypnotic in the glove. It was fun, you know? Like,
damn.
We were bad.
I remember.
I have so many stories from back then.
You know, Henry. Ilya Sniper.
Yeah.
Bro. This man Henry drinks from Monday to Monday, bro. He be at his and it'd be Captain Morgan, cause the original, the creator's name is Henry. That's why we found that out recently. I'm like, so this is why you drink this shit. He's like, chill.
There's a soul tie.
This nigga, bro. So, bro, he drinks Monday to Monday. I call him on FaceTime. Yo, what you doing? On a Monday, bro. No. I'm not playing. I swear to God, bro. Every time we'll go to Munchies, bro. But back. Captain Morgan 100. That's all we would drink, bro. That's all scary. Bro, the hood drink, bro.
No. I can't do the stuff.
Captain Morgan with Coke.
The rum. That's too much sugar. As I've gotten older, I only drink, like, more expensive things.
Shit.
I don't know why.
I don't even drink that much.
Look at it like this, bro. Alcohol is poison for your body.
Yeah.
So if you're gonna put poison in your body, you might as well put whatever you want, like the good stuff, you know.
True.
So I've been getting off Hennessy and I've moved on to Remy. I don't drink Bucanas 12 no more. I only drink El Quince. I don't drink no silver tequila. I try not to, but you know.
The club comes. The shots.
I'm more of a Repo Añejo guy, but not a 1942 guy. That's boring. I like Clase Azul.
Don Julio.
Don Julio, Repo. But
man, you remember the day I left Canela? Bad.
Yeah.
Bad. Oh my god.
And I told you that night, bro. I was like, you can't be doing that stuff, bro. You gotta keep you gotta get it together.
He sent me an audio after. This man sent me an audio after. I got to the crib, I was feeling, you know, kind of better. He's like, yo, this is what you need to do. Go to the crib. Get in the most comfortable boxers that you got.
That's what I do.
Literally. It was like, take a shower, get in the most comfortable boxers you got, and drink, what did you tell me to drink?
Maybe a Pedialyte.
Nah, you told me to drink some funny shit, bro. We were laughing. I was laughing, bro. I think after that laugh, I vomited again. Shit was mad funny. No. Yo. Nah, that day was crazy. I didn't, bro, that was like...
Gatorade, maybe?
I think some you told me Gatorade.
Gatorades.
Yeah.
Blue Gatorades will cure cancer, bro.
Bro, that was like the first time I've gotten like drunk like that. Because I've gotten drunk.
And it was so dead in the club that night, bro.
Yeah, but I was lit because I was, you know, I was with the fam and stuff like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you with your cousins and shit, anything happens.
Exactly. That was literally me last week.
Bro. You're lit with your cousins, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so man, and then my cousin. She drinks heavy. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. She drinks heavy, bro.
Your cousin came up to me. She was like, she said something to me, and I said something to her. And then she was like, "Oh, but I don't speak Spanish," and I was speaking to her in English. And I'm like, "Oh, I'm not speaking to you in Spanish. So I'm speaking to you in English." She was like, "Stop! I don't speak Spanish." I'm like, "Shorty, I'm speaking to you in English."
She was the one that went to. Let me tell you. So I went to both of my cousins. My cousin, while I'm DJing, no, I think I got off. Yeah, and then you hopped on. But I was like next to you. He calls me, like, "Yo, come here. Yo, go check on this girl." Cause he just walked out without saying nothing. Like, okay. I walk out. I see her in the car like this, bro.
Lit.
Outside, lit. And I was like, "Yo, you good?" She's like, "Yeah, I'm fine. I'm like, "All right, I'm gonna take a seat too. Let me."
Yeah, boys was just lit.
Yo, he was lit, bro. And then my cousin saw that we didn't come back.
Yeah.
He's like, "Oh, nah, let me go check on it." Cause he comes out. Like, I just done.
Have you ever walked out of the club at 5 in the morning and seen some, like, crazy shit going on?
Yeah. I saw some nigga get arrested. Some crazy shit.
Bro, one time I was leaving the club after the club closed. And that night, I remember I stayed in the club a little bit longer, chilled, socialized, or whatever. I walk out, and two cops are talking to a butt-naked dude.
Oh, my God.
The dude is butt-naked. And all I hear is, "Yeah, I was drunk, passed out of my car. She pulled me out of my car, told me to take all my clothes off, and stole my car." And I was like, "Bro, like... How do you let that happen?"
I would have spanked her. And I was just
like,
bro.
"Yo, like, this poor kid." But obviously something else must have happened. You feel
yeah,
me?
No, yeah, something
that wasn't
definitely
the truth.
Yo, yeah, no, that's crazy.
He must have found out Shorty had a BP. They called her LPP.
LPP. Damn, bro. What how did you come up with your name?
Oh, my name is Axel. My dad's name is Axel, and I have a little brother named Axel.
Damn.
So we're all named Axel. But Axel. My dad's Axel. I'm Axel, middle name, and my little brother is Axel, middle name. So, you know, in Puerto Rican culture, your first two sons are always same name. Like, we have two. I have two cousins that are named John. Okay. One's John Blah, and one's John Blah, you know? So... it's been my name for 25 years now. I just took an L off of it and called it a day. What about you? How do you come up with Denny J?
My dad, before I was even born. My dad, bro, what did he tell me? His name is Denny, too.
Right.
His name is Denny. So, okay, Denny Jr. All right, Denny J. you take the E-N-N-Y and put it.
Right.
DJ.
Right.
So it was like some crazy shit. I'm like, nigga, you're different, bro.
He thought about it.
Yeah, he thought about it before I was even born. He's like, man, I thought your name, before you were even an idea, was already like made. Like, you're set. For me, and it's a hard name too. It sounds good in both languages.
Right,
Denny J, Denny J.
Right,
chilling.
Denny Jota.
Denny Jota. You feel me? So Vibes. When did, how did you come up with your name? Because
Vibes Photo.
I always think about it like Vibes Photo. Like that's kind of like.
Are the girls vibing with you? Are you vibing with them?
Are you vibing with them?
Of course.
He said, "Of course." The Colombian women. Yo, the amount of times that this man goes to Colombia is crazy.
You've been? I've never been.
Yeah.
Is it nice?
It's amazing.
You're gonna have to take me.
I could say, like, over there, I thought, well, like, we would party. But over there is like they party from Monday to Monday. Like, yeah, on a Monday, course. Like, a Monday, a club here can be, like, empty. There's nobody there.
A club there is packed.
Like Munchies. Like Munchies on December 24th, nobody was there.
Right.
But if it was in Colombia, that shit would have been packed as fuck. Right.
I agree.
Yeah, bro.
I'm surprised we had a crowd for Christmas.
Yo, look, bro, in the beginning, I was like, man, ain't nobody going
to
come.
And I hate when you do that shit to me, bro. This nigga's texting me at 11:30. Yo, bro, nobody's here. I'm like.
Nah, because usually.
Bro, you know the club doesn't pop off until 2 o'clock.
Like, nah, but the thing is that I know when, like, okay, like. Because there's been moments, okay, it's early, yeah. It's dead still, but there's 3 tables, you feel me? Filled with people, and there's like 5-6 people at the bar. So I'm like, okay, today is going to be lit. You feel me? But for Christmas,
it's holidays, bro. People aren't leaving their house until 12:30.
Exactly. Yeah. You feel me? So I was like, well, like, today is going to be. It's like that one time, was it for.
Thanksgiving. Black Friday
was terrible. Yeah, bro. Oh my goodness. We were DJing Pala Hormiga, bro.
That's okay though, bro. You feel me? Like, I feel like seeing that really made me step my shit up. You know, like, yeah, I had to be hitting people like, yo, I need you here. Like, this is, you gotta pull up. You feel me? Like, and I created that sense of urgency for some things, you know, like, and again, bro, it goes back to being just planned. As a DJ, if you're planned, your sets maybe don't go 100% accordingly, but they go better than as if you were to just pull up
freestyle.
And stay like, oh, it's a hip-hop crowd, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, or it's a Latin crowd, okay.
Exactly.
You know, if you know what you're walking into, why are you not preparing yourself?
Exactly.
So, you know, I knew what I was taking on as far as responsibility. And I just had to develop a plan and say, okay, this week we have Flipstar. I put promoters on, I put fucking, I'm in people's DMs, I'm about to pay for a post or whatever, and you know, we'll finish the end of the year strong, hopefully, you know.
Exactly. But, yeah, bro, what is your advice to upcoming DJs?
Start being in business for yourself early, man. Don't rely on promoters, don't rely on anybody else, man. Like, I feel like I really messed up. You know, and it's not a bad thing that, you know, I didn't make I didn't make myself a priority, but you should be a priority. You know, like a lot of these DJs, you know, they'll tell you I've been in the game however long, you know, they've been in the game however long, but, you know, they've made connections with other people to bring them to the next level. And that's what I've been neglecting. You know, like, I've been working for the same people for so long, and it hasn't gotten me, you know, as far as I want to be. I'm not going to say it's not gotten me anywhere. It's gotten me far. You know, I'm getting paid. You know, I have a corner of the market, you know, like, I get a piece of the pie, and I'm very grateful for that. But at the same time, this is only the beginning.
The beginning, you know? Exactly.
That's how I try to treat it.
And always surround yourself around the right people, too, bro.
Right.
Because me... It goes back to what I was telling you last night. If I don't think that you're hot shit. That's right, what I want to say.
Agree.
Not when you're starting off, don't think that you're hot shit. In the beginning, I thought I was.
Me too.
Ooh, boy. Because, yeah. Yo, like.
You feel it.
You know, like.
It feels good, bro. Like, it's really a high.
Exactly.
Bro, and going in there and ripping a crowd apart, bro, is a high.
I remember my first time DJing at Munchies, bro. That was like. the first, okay, club, I'm in here now, whatever. First time, bro, I was opening, bro. And I made that shit like fucking prime time, bro. People were lit, but the securities were like, yo, bro, people want to know your name. Like,
bro, you know, I used to play that club when it first opened as Animal House.
Damn.
Before the pandemic, when that club used to be a couch in the middle, a DJ booth where the kitchen is.
Uh-huh.
The DJ booth used to be in that corner where the VIP is, where the stairs are.
Okay, okay.
Right? So the stairs have that little overlook. Yeah. I was right under that with... We didn't have in-house sound. I was literally DJing off of, like, a speaker, another speaker, a speaker upstairs. Like, damn. They were running cables for days.
Damn.
And, bro, they gave me 8 or 9 p.m. sometimes to 4 in the morning. They used to make me DJ.
Whoa.
And I used to rip it apart, bro. And crazy. That's why, like, you know, like, I always know, like, Nelson or Pete, you know, like, I'm not gonna say like I'm the reason that they popped, because the thing is, when somebody does their job as their promoter and you do your job as a DJ, everybody becomes successful.
Yeah.
You know, like when going back to when people are telling you, like, when you're hitting up promoters and the promoter's hitting you back, oh, how many people you think you could bring? Like, How much you think about paying me? What's your budget?
Exactly.
Let me ask the questions now.
Exactly.
What are you gonna do for me? Are you gonna provide a photographer? Do I get a bottle when I walk in? How about I'm bringing 30 people with me? Are they all gonna have to pay? Because that's gonna be the next thing. Okay, I'm bringing 50 people, and they all better get in for free.
Exactly.
Okay. You know, like,
I remember, like, bro.
Oh, I can't do that.
After a while, bro. After, I'll say. My fourth time DJing with them, I brought my dad out. My dad could tell you, bro, here's the thing with me. Before I started DJing, I've been DJing, like, you know, bullshit or whatever. But before I took this shit like serious, bro, I was going to house parties. I was going to bonfires,
right,
bro.
That's how you start, bro. I used to DJ for a Hennessy bottle. Yo, at a house party, bro. People will tell you, bro, I used to DJ for like bullshit.
I used to DJ for
to have fun, to hang out.
Bro, I only did, when I started taking the DJ seriously, I DJed like 4 house parties, bro. 4 or 5 max. And all those people, I was wilding out. I'm not gonna lie to you, Brian. Mm-hmm. I was messing with a lot of girls. I was posting it too, bro. Girls shaking, bro. It was crazy. It was madness, bro. So people, like, you know, I was in a group chat.
Who is this kid? Yeah.
I was in a group chat on WhatsApp of all these people. It was like 350 jits in there, bro. Like some crazy shit. And the fourth time I DJed at Munchies, I was like, man, I could use
the chat, the
people that I have, and the chat to bring all these people. I sent the flyer to the chat, and I send it to like 50 people that I know that, okay, these niggas are gonna pop out. I know, like, house party, right. I send it to them. Yo, repost this for me. Ah, I got you, bro. Boom. Bro, my dad could tell you, bro, I ain't no cabia ni un peo, bro. It was hot.
Right.
It was hot, bro. It was hot as shit.
Right.
And people tell me, at that time, you weren't playing. Were you playing there? You weren't playing much.
I always go like on a hiatus from them. Like, I DJ a lot for them, and then I just leave.
Yeah, you were like, at that time, you weren't DJing as much. Yeah. I remember, like, after I met you, I'm like, okay, that's when you like started DJing a little bit more with them, whatever. And bro, it was crazy. Like, I was speaking to a friend, and she was telling me that, oh, nah, like, I would tell my boyfriend, like, oh, let's go to the Denny J one. Like, oh, yeah, like, you were, like, the elite nigga there. Like, right. You were, you know what I'm saying? Because it's, for me, it was the energy that I brought to the
right.
to the crowd. And the crowd that, you know, they're bonfire, they're house party niggas. So all these niggas are lit.
Right.
They have that in their system already. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, I wouldn't even, like...
A more of a controlled environment type of guy.
Exactly, yeah. Man, it could be 30 people in there, bro. 10, everybody's dancing, bro.
Right.
For real.
Yeah.
For me, like, I just like energy, bro. I'm high energy, bro. I like...
But
some
yeah,
Project X shit, bro. Right, you know what I'm saying?
It's up to you to scale that, though. Exactly. Because you could use 10% of it and still, push enough energy to push the crowd, you know? Exactly. It's all about how, if you're 100% with like a 30 plus crowd, they don't want to hear that screaming shit on the mic.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
21 wants to hear that. My crowd wants to hear that. Your crowd wants to hear that. But the older people.
Yeah, they just. It's
vibe. They want to vibe. Yeah. They want to chill. They don't want to yell that. That's what Legato told me a long time ago. He was like, how would you feel getting yelled at in the club? Because I used to yell on the mic.
Me too.
And then he heard me. He was like, how would you feel like getting yelled at in the club? I was like, you know what, bro? You're right. Time. He was like, just talk your normal voice, bro. Like,
and, so. You know, I'm not going to say that, oh, yeah, Munchies is what it is now because of me or nah, you know what I'm saying?
They're gonna be successful with or without us. You feel me? I'm very grateful for the experiences I've shared with a lot of promoters. You know, but
a big not a big part, but
say it.
Niggas know.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
Niggas know who brought. People, they know the DJs who brought people. They know.
Oh yeah, they do know that we used to sell out. Yeah,
they know that, and they know that they're best DJs
now,
too.
Now it's up to us to just, you know, not take it from them, but use what we got, you know, and use our skill to just get to the next level, bro. Like, there's so many opportunities, so much cash being printed every day. Like, I would be a hater if I wanted to take somebody from somebody.
Yeah, bro.
Something from somebody. If you're making money, I'm making money. We're on the same block. True. Cool.
Exactly. Like, there's a lot of people who there's a lot of DJs who don't understand that, though.
Right.
You know me. I'm the man.
I got promoters that owe me $1,000 right now, and I'm not tripping on the phone. Like, cool, you owe me $1,000. I'll see you when I see you. I'm not going to hurt you. Like, you owe me money. You don't have it. Like, cool. You know, like, what I'm saying? That's great. You know, like, we could get over that.
I had to learn that the hard way. Cause I don't know. It's a shady business, bro.
Yeah, I agree.
It's such a shady, especially when you don't have contracts, bro. When you're like, just like, okay, you're starting off or whatever. Now you're starting to get money,
right?
Whatever. It's so like, it's so shady when you don't have a contract.
I just hate to
bro.
See people step on other people for peanuts, bro. People are stepping on people for fucking $200, $300.
I never do that. And right. I told you, bro. I'm really respectful. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's how I was raised or whatever. I'm really respectful. I told you, let's say the day I become better than you, or I become famous, whatever the fuck. Y'all niggas is still gonna be, but it's just the level of respect. Like, yo, like, this nigga's better than me, cause I learned from him. He brought me. You know what I'm saying? Soon. Like,
yeah, nah, I agree.
You feel me? Like, it's such a level of respect. It's like with X, me and him, we met in school. I wouldn't know the shit that I know if it wasn't for him. I wouldn't know the shit that I know if it wasn't for you. So it's a level of respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta remember the people who helped you. You gotta remember the people who brought you up. And when you do make it to being big, don't start. This nigga. Like, yo, shit. Come on, bro.
He wouldn't be nothing without me.
Like, nah, what are you talking about, bro?
Thank you, bro. Yeah, like, bro. I really. I used to go to school to be a businessman, right? Mm-hmm. I was studying business, bro. And I remember I had this one professor once a week, he would tell us. When you go to work for your boss, or this is, you're gonna be working for somebody for X amount of years. And bro, I was like, how is this guy, how is my mom paying this guy thousands of dollars a year? Mm-hmm. And I'm supposed to learn how to run my own business, and he's telling me I'm about to work for somebody for the rest of my
life. How I felt when I was going to school with X. Our teacher tell us, oh, one thing that you guys are gonna leave here. Being engineers or whatever, after you still gotta gamble still. You know it's a 50-50. You still gotta find your. I'm like, so then why the fuck am I here?
No, I'm not that. You still learn things and like.
No, of course you still learn things. I'm not saying.
I just
didn't
want to hear the guy saying like, you're gonna be working for some idiot for.
Yeah,
years.
Like you know what I'm saying. You still need to hear that. Like, you still learn things. I understand that, but I guess it was just me like. Engineering I could engineer. I could fucking mix vocals.
Speaking of that, I got a project that me and you got to start working on pretty soon. My boy hit me up. He wants me to host a mixtape. So I want to build it from the ground up.
What?
Latin artist. Shout out Kevin G 2023. Shout out Dirty Pops, Dirty Pablo in the building. Shout out Big Brother Productions. We got a lot of things coming next year, bro. Like,
yeah, I can mix vocals. I could do my thing. Everything, most definitely, bro.
And we got a studio now, bro.
When I had my studio outside of my crib, I'll be there till like 4 or 5 in the morning, bro, just on YouTube, just looking at shit, looking at videos or whatever. So I'll look at, what's his name? He's Meek Mill's engineer. I'll look at his
Sam
videos.
Sneak?
I forgot his name, bro, to be honest. But I'll look at his videos, bro, of him mixing Meek Mill's vocals. Mm-hmm. And every single plugin that he will use, bro, I'll try to find it. I'll buy it or whatever the fuck I needed to do for me. So I'll be there till like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, bro. My mom will be mad at me, bro, because I used to work at Marshall's, bro. Sometimes I wouldn't even wake up, bro. Yeah. I'll just call out or whatever, bro. But it's... that's the beauty of it, bro.
Right.
That's the beauty of this shit. When you have a passion for something, bro, you don't even care about the money, bro. Right.
Yeah,
I agree. You love this shit so much, bro. And there's a lot of people that are now in the music business just for the girl and the lifestyle.
Right, no.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, in order for you to... there's a lot of people who make it like that. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people who make it like that with that type of mentality. But in order for you to have longevity, you have to love this, bro. You have to grind. You have to be on your
time,
shit,
bro. Yeah, I agree.
You feel me? My dad be telling me, bro, I play at 12. My dad be, why you leaving at, man? It's only 10. Like, I gotta be there early. Anything happens, I'm there to solve it. I have time to solve it. You know what I'm saying? Right. Oh, other people tell me, oh, but you just play music. I mean, yes, like, college is when you're a DJ, bro.
Oof.
You're a DJ?
I don't think people understand.
They don't understand, bro.
Bro,
I
had an ex-girlfriend, bro, where when I was dating her at the time, like, I was only DJing, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, I would DJ 4 or 5 times a week at that time, bro. Mm-hmm. She used to ask me, like, how do you work 4 hours and you sleep all day? Like...
4 hours, bro. I'm making more than you, mama. Like,
no, it wasn't even about the money, bro. But it was like, bro, like, you don't understand, like, the mental capacity you have to go through
for four hours, bro.
Think about, you're controlling somebody's emotions. You're a mind reader for 4 hours.
Yeah. Like, you're a psychologist, bro. DJ, and you gotta be organized. You gotta stay up to date with the songs.
Right.
You need to have it. Yo, it's...
bro, I've done...
it's a process,
I've
bro.
Missed on one song and turned the whole crowd off.
Mm-hmm.
It happens, bro. So
and like, then you start to feel guilty. Like,
right,
you like, feel like that little, like... Yeah,
that lump in your chest, like, oh.
Yeah, bro, I hate that.
It is what it is.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people who don't understand, bro. They don't see the vision, bro, because to them, it's not a profession.
Right.
It's not a profession. It's not a whole career. But, bro, there's a lot of look at Alex Sensation. Look at Camilla. Look at DJ Aloni now. These people are making a living off
a huge living.
A huge living because of Alex Sensation... he's one of the big dogs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, these people are making a living off of this. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of money. There's a lot of money in everything. You know what I'm saying? You just have to learn how to get it. You have to learn how to play the game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, bro, everything is up to you, bro. It's either you want this shit or you don't, bro. And there's a lot of people who... just they don't understand that, bro. They just think that we're just eating shit, drinking, partying. That's what they think.
Fun.
We're
yep.
partying. We're
exactly.
having fun.
Exactly.
Now we got a whole bunch of shit in our
personal life. But listen, to wrap it up, I just want to thank everybody for listening and any future listeners that plan to listen. Shout out to Miami Mix Kings. Mm-hmm. You can follow me directly at Papi Axe, PapiAxee, on that Instagram. Denny J, you go ahead, shout yourself out.
Follow me on IG at Denny J Official. You know what it is. Shout out to the Miami Mix Kings, the gang. You know, we're the future, bro. We
also,
up next.
make sure you hit us up on that YouTube, on that Instagram, at Miami Mix Kings, and Miami Mix King Studios. If you have any local artists listening that would like to book some studio time, hit us up. You know, we're very flexible with our hours, and we can definitely get you in at the right price.
Yeah. To finish it, Vibes, you have any inspirational quotes you want to share?
Follow me on Instagram, on Instagram, TikTok, and Snapchat at vibes2_photo.
Wow. No, that was inspirational.
Very inspirational.
You don't have any inspirational quote?
I would say, for anybody that's listening, that's watching, like, if you have a dream that people would say, no, you're not going to make it, like, you're going to waste your time, don't doubt yourself. Yeah, like, don't doubt yourself, just, you know, just fuck everybody, be like, oh, like just don't say anything, just do you, and then everyone that literally, doubted you, that turned you down, they're going to be like, oh, like, what happened, when I was nothing, you guys really didn't, you know, like,
believe
in me, fucked with me, now that I'm in the big leagues, now you want to fuck with me, no. That's it.
Thank you.
And rap your willy. For real.
Dile a tu mic que ya no me hace falta. Ahora tengo cegras de más. Tengo la blanquita que me hace la plans. La roquerita que se lo meto con Tivans. La fiesta, la rubia, modelos y eso sin contar todas las fans. Yo no estoy para amores de meses. No estoy para peleas ni estupideces. Búscate a otro pa' que te bese. Ninguno de esos cabrones a mí se parece. Cada cual tiene lo que merece. Mamá, dile que por mí.